NPP Deputy Communication Director Yao Boabena Samoa has asked the Speaker of Parliament to get parliamentarians ready for the Supreme Court's verdict. He told Radio Ghana that preventing violence goes with smooth processes, therefore it is important for Parliament to be prepared. According to him, three scenarios are outstanding. Either the president is upheld or the first petitioner is installed as president, or there may be re-voting.
I'm thinking so because a logical deduction of the potential verdict out of the election petition in that either the court will uphold the presidency of the respondent, John Mahama, or uphold the petition of the first petitioner, Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, or declare the need for re-voting of some sort. Now, what I am saying is that of the three options, two of them involve parliamentary participation. If the petitioner is adjudged to be correct, you need to be sworn in before parliament. If the court decides that there needs to be another vote, again, the Speaker of Parliament has to be sworn in before parliament to act during the process of re-voting. So I am thinking that given these scenarios, which are plausible, it is important that parliament, as an important institution of the state, as an institution which may be involved in two of the three likely scenarios, ought to be prepared. Because as we speak, they are on recess, and many of them are far away. Some have even traveled. So if it is necessary that any of these scenarios could happen, and two out of three involve parliament, it is only prudent, as part of the peace measures, that parliament gets ready. Now we are focused on preventing violence, but we need to realize that smooth processes also help prevent violence. That is important that parliament is in a state of readiness to avoid any vacuum in authority so we can progress effectively.
Now, you were telling me your argument is based on the deductions that you have as a lawyer. Don't you think you are almost going ahead to determine the case?
I didn't say I made the deductions as a lawyer. So I said that anybody looking at the situation now can come to those three conclusions. And it's not only I who have made those deductions. Many civil society organizations have also made the same deductions. And I don't have to be a lawyer to make those deductions. It is clear that the petitioner went to court to ask for one thing, which was that he was validly elected as against John Mahama.
That was NPP Deputy Spokesperson Yao Boabena Asamoa talking to George Ankara.
Reacting to Yao Boabena Asamoa's sentiments, a presidential staffer, Dr. Clementa Park, said Parliament is aware of its responsibilities and it therefore does not lie on anyone to tell the Speaker what to do. Dr. Park explained that when the former president sadly passed on, Parliament, as a responsible entity, quickly reconvened to swear the then vice president into office. It is therefore out of place for Mr. Boabena Asamoa to assume or conjecture the possible outcome of the verdict.
I believe that you are referring to a statement attributed to one of the communicators of the MPP, lawyer Boabena Asamoa, calling on Parliament to be reconvened in the anticipation of the outcome of the Supreme Court verdict. To say the least, I find this a call rather preposterous, and indeed it begs the question as to why anyone would think that the members of Parliament and therefore the Speaker would not be aware of the responsibility of Parliament as it may relate to one of the possible outcomes of the case. Be as it may, we are fully aware that it is not the prerogative of any other Ghanaian to tell what Parliament has to do to Parliament itself. We are fully aware that in the unfortunate event that had to do with the passing of Ghana's former and late president, Parliament was able to reconvene and do what had to be done. And they didn't do that at the behest or call of any other Ghanaian. So there's really no need for such a call other than an effort to feed a particular narrative and to raise and maintain a particular agenda. There is really no basis for that call to be made by anyone, let alone somebody who understands the law and the Constitution.
If you say so, why do you say that?
Well, I say so because, you know, the call presupposes that Parliament is not fully aware or has no sense of the fact that it may be required to step in and take certain actions depending on the outcome of the verdict. But clearly, Parliament is fully aware of its responsibilities, and I believe that the Speaker is fully aware of his responsibilities in the unlikely event that there will be the need to convene Parliament for such an undertaking. So the point I'm making is that it doesn't lie in the mouth of the MPP or Mr. Boabena Asamoa to call on Parliament or the Speaker to reconvene Parliament. Parliament can be reconvened at any time, and it doesn't have to do only with the issue around this electoral petition, is the point I am trying to make.
Dr. Clementa Park is a presidential staffer reacting to Yabo Abinga Samuel's call on Parliament to reconvene in anticipation of the outcome of the Supreme Court verdict.
The upcoming verdict of the election petition has received mixed reactions from all sections of the public. Radio Ghana sampled views of the public on their expectations after the verdict on Thursday.
I want each and every one of us to expect a free, fair verdict from the judges. Whatever the judges say is what we have to take and move on. I'm absolutely clear and very sure in my mind that Ghana will move on after the verdict has been declared.
The justices of the Supreme Court will definitely give their verdict and will definitely go by that verdict. We don't have any alternative. What they say is final. What they think is the right thing. Once they give the verdict, we have to comply by it.
There will be peace. Ghana will be as it is. Nothing will change. Nothing.
I believe as we are standing now, the same thing is coming to happen on Thursday peacefully.
Those were expectations of some members of the public on the Supreme Court's verdict.